Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Welcome to your work week. It is Monday morning, and that means my dad will make you laugh with a joke, because it's a jokey time. It's coming up a little bit later on. Also, Esmeralda and I will face off again in another edition of the VH1 pop-up video board game. So, and Dan, what did you say his name should be? Skip Skipson? What was it? Skip Skippy?
Skipley.
Oh, Skip Skipley.
It's just an idea.
But see, that is a very, you know, you remember what the game show host's name was on Sesame Street?
Oh gosh, no.
Dan?
No.
Guy Smiley. He was the game show host on Sesame Street. I don't know if he was on the Muppets too, but I remember him from Sesame Street because he was because even as a kid I loved game shows. And Guy Smiley, I don't know what color. Can you look up and see what Guy Smiley looks like? I want to say he was blue.
In this picture, he looks tan, but was wearing a blue blazer and red tie.
Well, that sounds about right. That's Guy Smiley. Skip Skipley. All right. By the way, I want to thank the listener who came out to see Raiders this past week, last week, and brought the board game that I think she got on eBay for like $4. And this is going to give us a lot of pleasure. And you can play along at home. I know last week when we were playing, people were probably screaming at their radio, yelling the answers, which is what you're supposed to do if you want to play along at home. How about Dan Danley? No, because then they're going to think that you work at a lumber yard.
I put up your garage.
That's right. You put up the garage. That's right. Danley's. All right.
I can ask you trivia questions while I'm setting up your rafters.
That's right. Yeah, installing the opener, the garage door opener. Whatever happened to Danley's? Is that still around?
It's still around.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it like advertised like it used to be on TV all the time. What about Chain Link Fence? Remember what was the name of the Chain Link Fence company that used to sponsor all the Cub games on Channel 9?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody remember that? Esmeralda, you're probably too young. But there was a Chain Link Fence company that sponsored, I think they sponsored Lead Off Man on Channel 9. I think they were one of the many sponsors of Cubs baseball on Channel 9. And I can't remember what it was. Something Chain Link Fence. And I know that there's people right now screaming at the radio right now.
That quick search brought up True Link Fence with Milo Hamilton, but that doesn't sound right.
True Link, yeah, that's it.
Was that it?
Yeah, True Link. True Link. I think that's the one. Well, Milo Hamilton, yeah, that should give it away right there. Hi, I'm Milo Hamilton.
There goes one over the fence, a True Link Fence. Call the team that's been winning since 1952, Illinois' largest fence company. For beauty, privacy, security, call True Link, 463-7010.
Oh, man, no area code. You know that was a long time ago. No area code given. That's over 25 years ago right there, almost 30 years ago. All right. Well, that was Milo Hamilton, everybody. Milo Hamilton. All right. So we'll get to that later, and we'll end up naming somehow Skip Skipley or something. All right. Esmeralda, are you aware now that you can buy pickle juice in a can?
Like just to drink it?
I guess. To all those who've ever sipped pickle brine right out of the jar after the last gherkin has been gulped, your time has come. Washington, D.C.-based pickle purveyor Gordy's has recently released a line of brine appropriately called Fine Brine. The product comes in a shipment of 4 12-ounce cans, like beer or pop. The juice is the real deal. It comes from the company's hot chili spears, which are made with hot chili peppers and garlic. Gordy's co-founder Sarah Gordon told Tasting Table, "It's literally a burst of acid and flavor all in one that brightens cocktails and dishes in a very subtle, balanced way. It rounds out cooking recipes similar as a pinch of salt does." So, yeah, you can add it to drinks and you can add it to recipes.
I mean, I cleaned out my fridge.
Yeah.
And I had 2 jars of pickle juice.
Just sitting there.
That I condensed.
Oh, that you condensed?
Yeah.
Do you save the pickle juice?
Yeah.
Do you drink it?
No, I don't drink it. You know, it's good in tuna salad.
Oh, yeah, I can
just
see
like
that.
A little, like a splash of it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And yeah, for like, you
well,
know,
Bloody Marys.
Yeah, if you yeah. do drinks and things like right. that, it's good.
Yeah. But, you know, now it's coming in. Would you buy fine brine? How much is it? Do we know how much it is? I'm guessing it's probably pretty expensive.
I would not because I like pickles. So I would just buy pickles. Just,
I can understand that. And you can also get hot spears. I mean, you can get, you know, pickles that have been brined in chili.
Right. And pickles don't go bad. So, I mean, it would be in there forever.
Yeah.
Well, some don't.
I mean, they don't in my house, they don't last long enough to go bad.
Right.
Because I happen to love pickles.
Yeah. Although my dad gave me some he had made and I didn't realize that they weren't sealed. And I just put them in my pantry.
Oh, no.
And they're like, what'd you do with those pickles? Like, they're in my pantry. Like, no, throw them out now.
Oh, no.
They're no good.
No.
I was supposed to put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
It's like, whoops.
Okay. Brine, fine brine. I mean, that sounds, I mean, I think it's a cool product. I mean, you know, but the problem is, here's the deal. I mean, again, Esmeralda, as you've stated, you could just have pickle juice.
Right. I would have the pickle juice and I'd want pickles.
Yeah.
So I might as well just buy a jar of pickles.
And not only that, if it comes in a 12-ounce can like a beer or a pop, once you open it, if you don't use the whole can, what do?
Right. I mean, it would just stay.
I don't know.
Because it's briny liquid. It doesn't.
I don't care.
Just
I'd
put
want
it in a covered.
I'd want a lovely. I'd want a lovely seal.
I can understand if, yeah, you're making drinks,
and it's in a
for many
you know what?
People.
And it's in aluminum. It's like I don't know. I just don't like an open aluminum can.
Well,
of
I think
brine.
You would have to pour it out into something.
Yeah,
else. But I could understand. I guess if you're just making cocktails
and you want something to, yeah,
and you're using a lot of pickle. Although, if you're making Bloody Marys, wouldn't you have a pickle?
Some people do. Some people don't.
Buy a bunch of pickles.
All right, what was your guess for four 12-ounce cans?
Four 12-ounce cans, I'm going to say $8.50.
I'm going to say $5.99.
$16.
What?
Double what I guessed.
Nuh-uh. I will just go buy some pickles.
$16 for four cans of brine? I'm in the wrong
That's
business.
Ridiculous.
I am in the wrong business. If these guys are successful with this, wow. That's Gordy's Fine Brine. Wow, man. I got two jars of pickles in my fridge right now, okay? So when I empty them, should I just pour them in a can and go, that's $8 for this can of juice.
Sell them on Craigslist.
That's right. Sell them on Craigslist. All right, well, there you go. Fine brine. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then we'll find out what's going on in the world of pop-up video. Good morning, everyone. It's a Monday morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If we're talking text, you can check us out on Twitter, following us at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. So like us there. I just want to mention... over the weekend on Saturday night, ABC had the premiere of O.J. Made in America, and it has been one of the more critically acclaimed documentaries that has been around. Our own Dan Feinberg, who writes for The Hollywood Reporter, said it's one of the greatest documentaries he's ever seen, one of the greatest television events of all time. And the first part aired on ABC on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And judging by the first part, 2 hours, it's a five-part series that will continue on ESPN. It's part of their 30 for 30 documentary series. And judging by part one, which was 2 hours long, if the rest of the show is as good as part one was, this is just going to be – it's going to live up to all the hype. It was great. It was an incredible piece of documentary filmmaking, an incredible piece of television. And it will continue this week starting on Tuesday. And if you miss the first part, they'll repeat part one of O.J. Made in America 30 for 30 at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, followed by part two, the premiere of part two, at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Tuesday. And that will happen Wednesday night and then Friday night and Saturday night. It'll conclude on Saturday night, the whole thing. it runs 8 hours with commercials total. It's a full 8-hour documentary. Part of the really great 30 for 30 documentary series on ESPN. They've done some amazing ones in the past. But this first episode, this 2-hour documentary on O.J. Made in America was an amazing piece of television. And if you've not seen it, again, tomorrow at 6 p.m., they're repeating part one. And I can't recommend this thing highly enough based upon the first 2 hours. I can't recommend it highly enough. Very thorough, beautifully made, really, really involving. Just really great stuff. And I have a feeling it's only going to get better. So I just wanted to recommend people watch that. And I know a lot of people got into the FX series, The People versus O.J. Simpson, which I think is one of the best things I've seen on television in years. And a lot of people say that this documentary, in fact, tops the brilliance of the FX series. And I just anybody who was interested, I know a lot of people came out of the woodwork to watch that FX show. And it was a brilliant, brilliant show. And did a great job and will be rewarded hugely when the Emmys come around this year. No question about it. But I really recommend that if you're interested in that kind of stuff and that part of history and just the portrait of this guy as an athlete, it goes all the way back to the beginning of his college football days and before that. And it goes all the way up through, you know, the trial and afterwards. It's just it's a great, magnificent piece of television. So ESPN this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, they'll repeat the previous part each night before they premiere the latest edition. So highly, highly recommended. Esmeralda, you didn't watch it, did you?
I did not.
It was great. So good.